Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. First order of business for this evening will be the approval of the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time, Madam Secretary? Okay. Hearing none. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the agenda as revised.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people with these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board. The board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed on our old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed on our old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Thank you.
First case, please.
Case number 11,226, SSLS DELC, doing business as SSLS DELLC. Southeast of Route 468 Discount Land Road, approximately 175 feet northeast of Route 13 Sussex Highway. Tax map ID District 232, map 12, parcel 63.01. A special use exception to retain a manufactured home type structure for security purposes for a period of 5 years.
Can you please state your name and address for the record?
Gary T. Crapon, 28440 Discount Land Road.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name is David Hutt. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and tonight I am representing, as Ms. Thibodeau just indicated, it's a whole mess of initials, SS-LS-DE-LLC. You would probably know the property as the Laurel Storage Center. If you were headed sort of on the northern side of Laurel on Route 13 and made a right onto Discount Land Road, you'd see the mini storage facility immediately on your right. As you just heard when he was sworn in, with me is the property manager, Gary Crepon, and he's the property manager for several properties owned by this entity throughout Sussex County, but is the property manager for the Laurel Storage Center. This is a mini storage facility that is located on property that is zoned C1. If you were to look at a zoning map, you would see that the properties immediately adjacent to it are either also zoned C1 or they are lands that have been annexed into the town of Laurel. Pursuant to the Sussex County Code, in the C1 zoning classification, the placement of a manufactured home for commercial or business use requires a special use exception. And pursuant to section 115-80, the maximum period of time for which the board can grant a special use exception is 5 years. The mini storage facility has been there for some time, and in fact, the manufactured home, which is the subject of tonight's special use exception, has been there for some time. It was originally placed there in approximately 1992, and the owner of the property at that time came before the board and applied for a special use exception, which was granted in February of 1992. Unfortunately, the owner neglected to renew that for several extension time periods, and then in 2008, in anticipation of selling the property, discovered that the special use exception had not been revived, but it was revived in 2008 by this board, specifically in May of 2008. In January of 2012, the current owners purchased and began to operate it, and from a letter from Ms. Isaacs, we're advised that as of May of 2013, the 5-year time period granted in 2008 would be expiring, and this application was filed prior to the expiration of that 5-year time period. The purpose of having the manufactured home on the site there is for security purposes. The facility found as early as 1992 that without somebody there during the night, security was an issue, and there was break-ins at the mini storage facility, people cutting locks and rummaging through other people's belongings that were there. This is still the case, as there was a short period of time when recently they were in between night watchmen, and somehow people knew that there was not a night watchman there, and there was a problem. There is now a night watchman back there, and that problem has been eliminated, but the need still exists for security there. The request tonight is for another 5-year extension to the special use exception originally granted in 1992 and continued in 2008. As the board knows, the standard for a special use exception is different from probably most of the other applications you'll do tonight, which will be variance requests. And that standard is that the exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. The good news for the board is tonight that this manufactured home has been on this property for more than 20 years. The property to the west of it, between it and Route 13, has developed during that time period. The property behind it is agriculturally used. And over the past 22 years, there have been no complaints about this. So there, it appears, based on the track record and history of this, that there's no adverse effect on adjacent and neighboring properties. Unless the board has any questions for me, I'll ask Mr. Crepin to confirm that everything I've said is true and correct.
Yes.
And we'll stand ready for any questions the board may have.
Okay. What, are there any questions from members of the board?
So it's been there 20 years?
Since 1992.
What kind of shape is it?
It's a 20-some-year-old manufactured home. I think it's in relatively good shape. But
In other words, it's not an eyesore or something like that.
No. Sir, if you can step to the podium so we can get you on
it
the
It has been a freshly new paint on it, and the roof has been maintained.
All right, and it's only occupied at night, in the night?
No, they stay there all the time.
Okay, 24/7?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If someone lives there, is that what it is?
Yes, it's their residence.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
And Mr. Calloway, no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, since the applicant has His representative has told us that there hasn't been a substantially adverse effect because of the use, and since we heard testimony that didn't hear testimony that would suggest otherwise, I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,226 for a period of 5 years.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,226 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,226 is approved for a period of 5 years.